When you save on auto insurance for driving safe with USAA SafePilot, you'll feel like a big deal. Even in a traffic jam. Save up to 30% with USAA SafePilot. Restrictions apply.
You don't do ordinary. Small animals own your heart in a huge way. Us too. Missouri nutritionists geek out over the extraordinary creatures that walk, crawl, fly, and swim the planet, especially rabbits, guinea pigs, chinchillas, hedgehogs, rats, and mice. We bring professional-grade zoo-quality animal nutrition to you, so when it comes to mealtime, you do zoo. Zoo it to it. Learn more about Missouri small animal foods at Missouri.com.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Single Storm Podcast.
Barack Hussein Obama, you all remember him. Before Beijing Biden, the worst president ever to curse this country for 8 years from the Oval Office. Barack Hussein Obama has just been banned, according to Human Events, has just been banned from traveling to Mother Russia after the Durham report. Listen to this. In response to new sanctions by the Biden regime, Russia's foreign ministry announced Friday they are banning 500 U.S. citizens from entry into the country. The list includes former occupier of the Oval Office resident Barack Hussein Obama, along with some American celebrities. According to the ministry statement in response to the U.S. refusal to grant visas to media traveling with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Russia denied the U.S. Embassy in Moscow a consular visit to Evan Gershnovich, a Wall Street Journal reporter who was arrested in March on suspicion of spying. It is high time for Washington to learn that no hostile attack on Russia will go unpunished, the ministry announcement said. The principle of inevitability of punishment will be consistently applied, whether we are talking about tougher sanctions, pressure, or discriminatory steps to hinder the professional activities of our fellow citizens, blah, 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 blah. On the heels of the release of the Durham report showing Obama's involvement in election interference and the Russian collusion hoax in 2016, Mother Russia has banned the disgraced former occupier of the Oval Office. As you know, resident Barack Hussein Obama, along with Hillary Clinton, they all tried to blame Mother Russia for the Russia collusion hoax that allegedly led to President Trump's election in 2016. It was all fabricated. It was all false. Also included in the list of banned people from Mother Russia, Capitol Police Officer Michael Byrd, who fatally shot Ashley Babbitt on January 6, 2021, New York Attorney General Letitia James, various House representatives and senators, White House Chief of Staff Jeffrey Zients, late-night TV host Jimmy Kimmel, and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, among others. Now, you all know what this is. This is Mother Russia looking at all of the malfeasance of the Democrats and knowing that President Trump is polling very, very well and that he may very well be back in charge. This is all designed to give the Democrats another talking point. Oh, Russia, 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 Russia. As you know, dictators like the KGB thug Vladimir Putin and the Democrats have a lot in common. Other headlines I thought might be of potential use for you to know. Pregnant physician assistant. Her name is Sarah Comrie, C-O-M-R-I-E. She's gone into hiding following a viral video that shows a group of men mobbing her over a city bike rental in New York City. The incident has since resulted in the death threats and potential job loss for Comrie, believe it or not, who had been falsely accused of stealing the bike from the black man. despite her possessing a receipt that proves she paid for it. Comrie, age 36, found herself at the center of a social media mobbing after footage surfaced of her altercation with a man outside Bellevue Hospital at the end of her shift. The video quickly spread across the social media platforms, triggering a barrage of threats and defamatory remarks against, of course, the white woman. And the American left can't wait to pile on to her. The pregnant mom. Even though she wasn't the one in the wrong. But see, this is how statists operate. This is how they create the racial resentment. And it's continuing. It's ongoing. It's outrageous. By the way, speaking of racial resentment, the University of Minnesota is doing its part, and they're earning much deserved pushback, might I say, as folks are pressing the University of Minnesota's Office of Undergraduate Studies after the taxpayer-funded university program opened its paid undergraduate internship program application to only non-white applicants. So this is pure racism. This is discriminating against people because of the color of their skin, and they thought they could get away with it using taxpayer dollars. The Equal Protection Project of the Legal Insurrection Foundation is calling for the University of Minnesota to change its application process and open its summer internship program to all, regardless of their skin color. The University of Minnesota, whoever made these decisions, they are racists. They are hate-filled racists who are trying to, I can imagine folks out of some warped sense of what's right and wrong, trying to make up for sins that happened 200 years ago against black people and harming white people of today who were never slave owners, who were never discriminatory. You can see this happening in the People's Republic of California as they are contemplating charging people who were never slave owners to give money to people who were never slaves. It shows you the level of commitment the Democrats have to maintaining complete division in this country. Speaking of division, it looks like the FBI and the alphabet agencies, they're all committed to making sure that they have unchallenged power and that division in the United States of America persists. The FBI, improperly used warrantless search powers against U.S. citizens more than, get this, 278,000 times the year ending November 2021. 1 year! 278,000 abuses against the American people. Now, this is according to an unsealed FISA filing, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. U.S. citizens covered in that improper effort included people involved in the Capitol riot on January 6th, George Floyd protesters in the summer of 2020, and donors to a failed congressional candidate, according to the filing. Section 702 of Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act allows the government to conduct targeted surveillance of non-U.S. persons located abroad to acquire foreign intelligence information. When U.S. citizens are flagged as part of these investigations, the FBI takes over the process of querying them for possible security reasons. The court filing, which spanned 127 pages, was unsealed Friday by the FISC, but was filed in April. Funny how we're only finding out about it now, after the Durham report. By the way, the Durham report. Folks, I've got to tell you, when I talked to Judge Andrew Napolitano, which you guys will hear on a future podcast this week, Judge Andrew Napolitano was fit to be tied. He was fit to be tied that Durham, who was assigned by Bill Barr, waited, dragged his feet to where all of the allegations, not allegations, his findings against the FBI could not be adjudicated. Because why? The statute of limitations had run out. So he waited and waited and waited, dragged his feet, and then said, here's my report. Yes, there was malfeasance. The FBI is really the KGB. And, oh, by the way, the statute of limitations has run out, so you can't put anybody in jail. Sorry, but just thought you should know that you have the new SS that is now in charge of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Actually, frankly, folks, the lion's share of the alphabet agencies, the lion's share of the federal government, has now been made an enemy of we the people. Why? Because they have been infiltrated, improperly so, by socialist Democrats, by the Democrat Party, which is the party of totalitarianism, which is the party of absolute government rule. So I'm dying to see what an everyman perspective sees in all of this. Our buddy Sean Chastain, the show behind the show, gets underway next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Friends, time for the show behind the show. Our buddy, Sean Chastain, freshly napped, I guess. It was a long drive in from seeing the daughter in New Mexico, and here he is. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Yeah. The twin grandson's birthday turned 7, so that was pretty cool.
Wow. And
I don't know if you know this or not, but children are petri dishes. And
I remember, yes.
Unless you're around that all the time, boy, it's pretty easy to pick stuff up. And I think I have. So.
Yeah, that sounds like you have. Well, you know, I got to tell you, man, I was at church today, and you know how sometimes when you're trying to lean in and you're trying to listen, and sometimes you know you'll have those, and the way I hear, everything comes through at the same level. Right. So if I'm getting stimulation from like a child crying or acting up or stomping their feet or doing whatever, I can't hear anything else that's going on. It just drowns it all out. So that used to annoy me. Today, I'm sitting in church and a whole bunch of kids were just, you know, it was just worse than normal. You know, they just really didn't want to be there in church. And I wasn't bothered. All I could do was pine for the days when my children were that age. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't mind it today. I didn't mind it at all. That was just really weird.
Nope, I get it, man. I can't believe it's been 7 years. And just where does it go?
Yeah, I know. Well, we've got a lot to talk about that happened this week. I mean, we heard the fallout from the Durham report. Then we heard that these FBI agents, three of them stepped forward, and from what we hear, there are lots more who are being retaliated against if they show up and say, look, there's some things going wrong inside the FBI. You guys are not adhering to the law. You're overreaching. You're acting very politically. And then these guys don't get protected with the whistleblower statutes. So it's almost KGB-esque what's going on. I just been dying to hear what your take on all this is.
Well, my first reaction to what you just said was, what reaction to the Durham report? I mean, golly, you could find it anywhere except, maybe Fox, maybe Newsmax a little bit. But other than that was about it, pal. And so it's really disappointing what has become of our journalists, alleged journalists. And since they've got a special carve out of the Constitution, it seems like there should be some ramifications for not living up to that expectation, you know?
I'm with you. I am totally with you. Now, look, maybe I'm just in the circles that I run with. It's a little different. But, I mean, my take was the FBI is now the KGB. I mean, I said forget, not just the FBI.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, I was just talking about the reaction to it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know how many people actually know about it.
Well, and, that's true, because the major networks did downplay it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you.
Yeah. Talking about your everyday folk, you know, that I don't know how many people really understand the gravity of what's going on.
How was it covered with the news organization that you have exposure to?
Well, I was proud of the morning show. They actually carried the report about 40 minutes of it.
Oh, that's cool.
Live.
That's cool.
Yeah, they carried it live. So that, so there's no, you know, there's no putting a spin on it at all. It was because it was live.
Well, yeah.
And but then other than that, yeah, not much.
Yeah. I got to tell you, man, since then, some other reports have been coming out, and it's, to me, it's just par for the course. And I didn't mean just to pick on the FBI as being the KGB. I think you can replace all of those three-letter agencies, FBI, DOJ, IRS, HHS, DOE, all of them can fall under now under the rubric of KGB, because they've been infiltrated by politics, and they shouldn't have been. And here's another headline, came out of Fox: FBI improperly used warrantless search powers more than 278,000 times in 2021 alone, dude. A FISA court filing reveals. I mean, it's like the rules don't apply anymore to these cats.
No, they don't apply to these cats. And hopefully the next president will do a complete house cleaning, top to bottom, and fire a bunch of people. You know, if you're a political in your little job at the land management office, you know, well, that's too bad. You're gone.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's very scary that the government is getting away with what it's doing, and that we don't have true journalists alerting the mass population to this.
And what I think where you saw the most muted response was guys like John Cornyn, guys like Mitch McConnell, because those guys, plus 16 other Senate Republicans, fully funded all of this. And they didn't have to. They could have used the power of the purse to say, look, we're not going to. I've been on this kick lately. I have a new saying. It says the left can't hurt us if they don't have our money. And I think that's true, because they don't create anything themselves. The left, they're a bunch of lazy people. They don't work. So the left can't do anything to us if we don't give them our money. And I think that goes for Christopher Wray, that goes for Merrick Garland, that goes for all of these leftist shrubs who populate the government. And sadly, John Cornyn and others like him are tripping all over themselves to give our money to these shrubs. And I'm sorry, I'm done with it. I'm tired of it.
Kind of makes you wonder what they got on guys like him, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Boy, I'm glad you said it, because I have been wondering out loud, what do they have on this guy that makes it, that would make him and McConnell and the other 16 betray their own voters in such a way. Look, man, I feel terrible making you talk as sick as you are. So I've only got one more thing for you to weigh in on. And it's something that came out of the People's Republic of California. It seems that Gavin Newsom is the governor out there. He wants and is backing an initiative being floated by their state legislature. They want to now pay illegal aliens $300 a week if the illegal alien finds themselves out of work.
Yeah, good for California. I encourage it. I think the sooner that state goes under, then maybe the better the country will be. So I'm all for it. But boy, man, these illegal aliens and the way they're being treated over homeless vets and kids in classrooms, it's unbelievable. And I just, as I'm watching the stories last week of the crossings and now how much the illegal crossings have stepped up, I just can't help but wonder what a classroom is going to look like next year.
Oh,
there's not going to be any room for, you know, regular American kids.
I know. By the way, I know you've been tuned out here the last couple of days because you've been hanging with family, but apparently that story that a lot of people reported on, Fox, the New York Post, a lot of folks, about the vets getting booted out to make way for illegal aliens, they found out that was a fabrication. So
that's good. Yeah.
Just so you know.
I hadn't kinda,
But you're right about the schools. You're right about, these gov ed institutions kicking out kids out of their gym to make way for illegal aliens. And when you've got New York City, man, saying, hey, I think it's time that we reconsider our sanctuary city policy, you know it's bad.
Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, good on Governor Abbott, because it only took a couple of thousand illegal aliens for those guys, Sean, to completely fold like a cheap tent, and that's an afternoon.
Yep.
For Eagle Pass, right?
Sure.
So,
yep.
Hey, man, I am so sorry that you came down with a mung, but look, check you out. Still trying to play hurt and contribute to the show behind the show. Any parting words?
No. I'm just going to go back to bed, I think. Got to work tomorrow, and that stinks.
I know. You sound really miserable. I mean, that's not an insult.
No, I feel all right. It's just sinuses and trying to move into my chest, trying to keep it from doing that, you know?
Yeah, I hear that, buddy. Well, you go rest up, and we'll manage the show behind the show without you, buddy. Thank you.
All right, love you, pal. See ya.
See ya. A little bit shorter than our normal fare with Sean, but folks, I in good conscience, could not, I mean, could you guys just feel how painful it was for him to talk? He was hacking up a lung before we even started the record button on the show. So I'm surprised he held it together for that long. So anyway, hopefully he'll be back and healthy and back to it next week. But for now, that's going to do it for this edition of the show behind the show and the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, kids, visit a couple of websites for me. The first one, TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com, enterprising journalism centered in Texas, but impacting the entire country. That's what they cover at TexasScorecard.com. And we cover the whole country and Texas too at ChrisSalcedo.com. There you'll find a hookup to all of our social media platforms. No matter what your preference is, you're going to be able to find the one that works for you, with the exception of Facebook. I got to put that caveat on there. Facebook, I'm just not going to do it. I mean, I know that Instagram is owned by Facebook, but for some reason, it doesn't seem that the prejudice exists there against conservatives on Instagram, because our presence is growing there by leaps and bounds. So all of those hookups can be found at ChrisSalcedo.com, as well as our times on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5 every day, Monday through Friday. The Chris Salcedo shows on KSEV, a simulcast with TNT Radio.live, TNT Radio.live, which is heard all over the planet. So folks, until we visit again, remember this: a society's worth not measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
You don't do ordinary. Small animals own your heart in a huge way. Us too. Missouri nutritionists geek out over the extraordinary creatures that walk, crawl, fly, and swim the planet, especially rabbits, guinea pigs, chinchillas, hedgehogs, rats, and mice. We bring professional-grade, zoo-quality animal nutrition to you. So when it comes to mealtime, you do zoo. Zoo it to it. Learn more about Missouri small animal foods at Missouri.com.
Neighbors, they sure are judgmental, always yammering on with their opinions about landscaping. But your furry neighbors, they've had it with the wood mulch.
Honey! The squirrel is mocking me again!
Switch and save with recycled rubber nugget mulch. It doesn't rot, won't feed weeds and pests, and the color lasts for more than a decade. So don't be like Steve.
It's just mulch!
Switch to rubber mulch already. Visit switchtorubbermulch.com.